presence live in you. He said, you are my holy temple, and I live in you. Is God in you? Then today, we are gathering as the tabernacle to worship God. Amen. Isn't that good? I love this. Thank you, Pastor Kenny, for letting me. I always enjoy preaching, let me tell you. I love talking. Sometimes the talking gets into arguments. And I come from a different background. I used to be the chairman of my debate team. Not many want to sit with me because I was the chair and the man. But this morning, I've always thanked God for this. You know, I was in a drug center not too long. And someone told me, hey, Pastor Michel, I think you can talk to that block. I said, why? He doesn't like to listen to people. I said, nobody don't listen to me. Even my wife and kids listen to me. Even my dog listened to me. And I went and talked to him. And you know, he only had one problem. He said, let me tell you this. Before you talk to me, Pastor, tell me, can you show me God? I said, can. I said, but let me tell you, I want to talk to you now. Can you show me? You got a brain. He said, I cannot show. I said, good. Then we both have nothing to show. Let's talk now. You can't show me your brain, but I believe you got a brain. And I talked to him. I said, and then I came back. You know, in the course of just going around talking, I got 1,200 people that I keep. Some days I send 150. I keep 1,200 people. I like, join the queue, quad cord and all that. Keep, we need people in our lives, amen. We need. But you know, friend, I want to tell you this morning, I want to debuff this. A lot of people say, when I was in church this morning, I suddenly felt the presence of God. I don't doubt God's presence, but let me tell you, the moment you walk in, His presence was here. You know why? Because we came. These chairs don't have the presence of God. When you put your bum on the chair, we have the presence of God. Did you bring His presence today? Come on, guys, look at me. Did you bring His presence? I took time this morning to set my heart because I'm going to preach to you. I want to have His presence presently in me as I presently bring the Word of God to you. Not a yesterday or a tomorrow, but a present presence of God. Let's pray. Abba, Father, pour forth, Lord, the Holy Ghost right now. Break our hearts. Set us free, Lord, from the bondages that are holding us from Your presence. Empty Yourself into our lives, Lord, that we may be emptied and filled with Your presence, Lord, for the heart cries for Your presence, for the life desires Your presence here. Work in our lives, Lord. Work in our lives, Lord. Do that ministry in our lives, Lord. We are lonely. We are lost. We are desperate. We are sick, Lord. We are fearful, Lord. May that presence of Yours birth in our lives that all of us may see, may know, and adore the God that we worship today. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah, church. Hallelujah. God is here. Amen. A lot of times I always ask people, how do you know if God's presence came this morning? Oh, I felt very frightened. My hair stand. I said, my hair can't stand. No more to stand. Then what happens? One person, Pastor, very fearful, no, God's presence. I said, if that presence is fearful, it's not of God. Because the presence of God is a peaceful freedom feeling. Amen? Morning, brother. It's a freedom. God's presence is so nice. I don't know about you. Maybe I want to ask Daniel, are you fearful in the presence of your wife? You know, sometimes I feel people say I'm fearful. I always ask them, I love my kids. I love to be in the presence of my wife. Sometimes I ask her, what are you doing? Even at home, what are you doing? Just if you are ever frightened of that presence, something's wrong with you. You got guilt. You got fear, you got sin, or you don't want to be exposed. Amen? Come on, man. Somebody say amen. I long to be in the presence. I long to be. I was telling Daniel, I really long. I come to church, I get excited. I don't care. Who doesn't have a broken life? I have. Who doesn't have a difficult life? I have. Who doesn't have fears? I have. But when I'm in the presence of people with God, you know what I feel? I'm liberated. I'm free. I'm strong, man. I can do greater things because He's in me. His presence. Love and long to be in His presence. That's the cry of my heart. This morning, I want to address three things about God's presence. How do you define and be assured that God's presence was with you? You want some magic? No, God's presence is not a magical presence. Amen? I wish it, then I pray for my hair. But God's presence, how? I want to bring you, this is very biblical. Nothing of my own, but it's biblical. Number one, we all know that God is omnipresent. What does that mean? Omnipresent. He don't take an omnibus, but He's omnipresent. He is present at all times, everywhere. How many of you can do that? How many of you can be all the time, everywhere? No. The fact that He is omnipresent tells me this. If He lives in me, and if He's present with us, definitely He is present here in the worship. You don't have... Hey, listen, where the musician? We don't have... Somebody said, we have to work the people up to bring the presence of God. Hey, that's a bit dangerous teaching, son. That's dangerous teaching, friend. Because I grew up in the 50s and 60s. I love those music. Sometimes I listen to the music, I feel I'm presently back in the 50s. My hair growing long, all the girls with me. No. Amen. My wife will always ask me, why you listen to that song? You're thinking of your girlfriend? I say, no, nice song. Huh? But you know, omnipresent. God is constantly and always, listen to that, always present with us. He never leaves us because the Bible says, I will not leave you nor forsake. It's a vow, a promise made and signed, sealed by the Holy Spirit. I will not leave you. So He's with you. The sad thing is, we have locked Him out. You have locked Him out of your life. You know why? Because guilt and sin told you to tell Him to go. God is omnipresent. If He Psalms, listen to this, Psalms 139, verse 7 to 10. David writes, where can I go to escape your spirit? Where, Lord, where can I hide? You can run, but you can't hide. David said, Where can I flee from your presence? How? Even when I do sin, you are there. Even when I'm wretched, you are there. Even when I'm wicked, you are there, Lord. You are my constant help. He said, where can I run? If you go up to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, which is hell, you are there. Where to run? Don't try running from God, please, friend. Jonah tried, and he ended up in a whale. How many of you like to go into a whale's belly? Jonah, don't run. God, if He says it, my presence is constant, then listen, when we come to worship, we are actually not bringing God to us. We are drawing ourselves closer to Him. Amen? We are opening ourselves and drawing closer. God, I want to get closer, closer, closer to You, Lord. Not about You coming close. You are here. I've gone away. I'm far away. So worship is about drawing us to God. We are drawing ourselves. We are setting our heart. We are setting our life. We are confessing our sin. We are praising God. We are drawing. All that we do is to draw us closer to Him. He cannot get any closer to us. He's in us. Think about it, church. That's why I enjoy worship. I'm not a good singer. I can't. Sometimes when I sing the song when I'm showering, my kids will shout, Daddy, shut up! You're murdering the song. You know, one day I was in Bible school. That's very long ago, many moons away. And I had this ambition when I became a Christian to be a worship leader. I don't know. Maybe I thought I look like Elvis Presley. I can sing. I always wanted to be a worship leader. And by chance, one day I was in Bible school. The worship leader didn't come for devotion. Then I thought this is my opportunity, man. That fellow fell sick is my blessing now. And I asked my lecturer, Les Martin, big boy. And he said, Pastor Will, do you really want? I said, yes, can I leave? After worship, I sat down. He told me this. I never forget. Don't ever worship again. No. He said, don't ever lead worship again. He said, we are going here, you went there. We are on E, you're on flat. Then I said, sorry, I said, but I just had. He said, the dead will rise and the living will die. From that day, I never thought, but I still love, I don't worship lead, but I can worship in my own way. Because I don't have the gift for worship leading. But at least I found out the truth now. The truth has set me free. But you know, I used to love, I said today, I could, nighttime before I go to bed, I listen. Worship song is medicinal. Friend, let me tell you. It is like a medicine flowing through the whole system of your body, your mind. It's like medicine. It touches your emotions. It touches every facet, every recesses of your heart. That music flows through. And in that point, when you listen to the worship, you feel you're so much closer to God. Tears come out. Your emotions are stirred. And you feel that, God, you're so close to me. He's omnipresent. Remember, don't think God only comes for worship. He's not like us come for Sunday service. He is everyday service. He didn't tell St. Peter, hey, wake me up this morning. I've got to attend click church, man. No, he's everyday. Even when you're not worshiping him, he's there. His eyes watches you. His hands lead you. His words speak into your life. He's there. He is omnipresent. So when you worship with this in mind, omnipresent, I'm worshiping a living, present God. Amen? Not a dead God. Not a God of yesteryears, a God of today. Today, man, worship reminds me my God is always present and He's in control of everything. I always believe that even the songs we sing, you may not enjoy, but somebody is going to enjoy it. The words are meant there. That's why I tell you, don't get me wrong, I'm not old, I'm very young. But I can't cope with some of the modern songs today, the church songs. Because I go for lyrics, let me tell you. I am a lyric person. I listen. And the lyrics speak a gospel message to my heart. I don't want to boom, pop, boom, pop, boom, pop, boom. I get heart attack. Honestly, I went to a church. I'm the speaker. My wife, they put me in front like that. And then the drum, boom, boom. I woke up halfway. I told the pastor, hey, bro, I'm going to come for a heart attack. Honestly, I said, I just recovered from a heart attack. Can I sit at the back? Hey, I'm not joking. I'm not. The drum and the woofer, boom. I could feel my heart going, boop, boop, boop. And I asked the pastor gently, I said, please, can I sit behind? He said, I can't take it. My chest can't take it. I was frightened of getting a heart attack there. Died in worship service because the drum was too loud. But I tell you, friend, if you really listen to me, you go back to the old gospel song, listen to the lyrics. It's a sermon in music. I love it. Ministers to me. You know, really, sometimes when I'm down and I'm struggling, I just put it on and say, Lord, hear my heart cry, Lord. God is omnipresent. The songs, the prayer does not bring God to it brings us closer to Him. Remember that. You cannot bring Him any closer to you. You can bring yourself closer to Him. And I pray this morning, the worship brought you closer to God. Brought us closer to God. That intimate, lover's kind of relationship, Lord. I love you. I love you with all my heart, Lord. God is present. So don't try to work up and don't try to fabricate God's presence for coming. He's here. He invites you. You didn't invite Him. He invites you to hear, yeah, amen? He invites you, friend. He said, come to my party. Not your party. It's my party. God is omnipresent. And I realized that when I realized it, then I realized worship is different to me now. God is here. When I walk in there, I'm mindful. I'm entering the Holy of Holies. And I'm going to encounter a moment with the Holy God. We need encounters with God. Amen, church? We need encounters. I don't know about you, but you know, I did a personality profile because I was going to do some work for a government overseas. And then the guy told me, "Hey, Reverend, you're one of the weirdest persons I've done." And I thought, "Hey, bro, don't talk to me like that. I'm such a nice guy. You call me weirdest person." He said, "You're very high in your extrovertism and all that." I said, "Why?" He said, "I've never met people like that. You don't have an introvert, an iota introvert." I said, "No, I have my quiet moments." He said, "Quiet moments are different." And I said, "Why?" He said, "You have that in you." What he asked me, you know, the doctor, "What really excites you?" That's the biggest question I think he regret asking me. The gospel from Revelations, not from Genesis. I couldn't get across to Revelation because he was having other appointments. And I talked to him and I told him my life, where I came from. Really? And he said, "Wow, does that really work?" I said, "You just told me I'm that." So it does work. That God's presence can transform. Listen, how many of you believe God's presence has the transformation ability to change your personality? Think about it, friend. You know, I met people in worship, they are different than when you talk to them. Such, you know, something different comes out in their life. The excitement, the tears. But normally that guy is like Deadwood. Honestly, friend, I got a friend till today. I always tell him. He said, "Pastor Vincent," he said, "I love worship. Worship is a different feeling for me." He said, "I know God is working in my life. Because He's omnipresent. The chairs may be empty, but God is present. You not see a face, but God has the picture of a face. If you worship God with all your heart, God will fill that chair with a face. Number two, whenever I think of worship, and I know how I can express that, is number two, I know that God is an indwelling spirit. Listen to that. He is indwelling. Huh? You see, God's presence doesn't pass around and bye-bye, He's gone. He doesn't come and visit and see you tomorrow. No, He's an indwelling. What is it? He lives in you. So we are body, soul, spirit, God's spirit. He is an indwelling spirit. In Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, the indwelling came down in the form of fire that took over the lives of all there. He came to make a home in your life. Amen? He's not renting. He's not a rentee. He is a dweller. He came to dwell. He didn't. You don't give Him the key, or so He can come through the door. It's an indwelling spirit that came upon us so that it will constantly be the powerhouse of our faith. You know, Chinese, I'm not again, my wife is Chinese, Teochew. But Chinese like to celebrate the ghost month. What do you call that? 7 months. What? Hungry ghost. I'm also hungry, but this one is. And during that time, honest to God, I tell you, I was running a Chinese church. Some of them, "Pastor, be careful. The spirits are out." I said, "What spirit?" "The evil spirit." I said, "You're standing next to me now, make me worried. Who's the evil one?" I said, "Listen, friend. We have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of all spirit, the powerhouse of God's love. Why are you afraid of the Spirit? Why?" My life is where God lives inside. You know, if you go to Singapore, I think some of you, I used to run Teen Challenge Center right in the center of all the cemeteries. We have a Jew, we have a Chinese, we have a Christian, we have a Muslim. It's actually a, what they call that? Cemetery territory. We have put a camp there. All of us, we live inside them. My father also is buried there. My uncle also, they're all living with us there. And on the 7 month, one day, I was doing a program. You know, Singapore drug addicts got tattooed. They act like gangsters. Some of them act like gangsters. They're not gangsters, but they act like gangsters. On the 7 month, When they want to go out to toilet, we have to open the door. We cannot put toilet in the room. They'll be smoking drugs. They got to go out. You see them. They call their friend. Hey, follow me. Go toilet, so call friend. In case the spirit come, you help me. Huh? And I used to do what he asked my wife. I will go there at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's in the cemetery. I will dress up all with white bed sheet, with hole. I climb the tree, you ask her, and I hide. When I see them coming, I jump. People fainted. People urine. Serious, you ask her. Then I said, I'm only joking. They said, Pastor, don't do this type of joke. Then I said, really, now I know. We are in the cemetery. They are living with us, what? So why are you frightened? Then I realized, we talk of the Holy Spirit, but we are not assured that He dwells with us. He dwells with me. I tell you, friend, He dwells with me. I go to do drug, I do deliverance. I do deliverance. Drug addicts, we need constantly. My strength is the Spirit of God. I don't know about you, but I did a deliverance 8 o'clock in the morning till about 7 at night. Almost a whole day we did a deliverance of a drug addict. And he's about one-third my size, so small. He carried and threw me when he was going through that. And I did the deliverance until I was exhausted. I was driving back exhausted. Physically, mentally, I was exhausted. Have you ever driven a car, 4 tires blow at one time? Blow, and I was on the freeway. The car just hit the side like that. And I can't, my body weight, if I move, the car and me overhead. And I called, that time got no mobile phone, eh? Pager. And my staff came, he didn't challenge them back. He said, Pastor Miso, what did you do? I said, driving. Why you punctured? I said, I didn't puncture. Somebody punctured the tires for me, 4 tires. And then the pastor was with me and said, brother, that spirit is not happy with you. And I said, I am so glad I heard somebody is not happy with me. Because you know why? Then I know who is my Lord. And I knew, friend, that every time you go home, friend, you fighting family, bring the Spirit of God with you. The dwelling of His Spirit is the comforter in your difficult moments. Say this, your Spirit dwells with me. Say, come on, say, your Spirit dwells with me. Declare, profoundly declare, profess, you live with me, Lord. You live with me. The indwelling of His Spirit makes our worship all the more different. The Spirit will help you in your worship. Amen? He will give you the words. He will give you the strength. He will give you the assurance. You know, it's okay to cry during worship. It's okay to cry. You know, my father used to tell me this. My dad's German, 6 feet, 6, 254 pounds. He comes from Bremerhaven. He always told me, listen, you make who you want to be. I said, oh, thank you, Dad. Nobody argues. I said, nobody argues with my father. Oh, do you want to fight with a big German, hunk of German meat? And then when I grew up, my hair started falling. And I said, Dad, now the hair cannot go away. I told you to take care of your hair. You didn't take care. Either way, I lost. He said. Then I said, no, Dad, I don't think certain things I can control in life. And then I met a Christian who led me to the Lord during that time I was going through difficulty. And he said, your life belongs to God. Your hair doesn't matter. I said, but for me, it matters. You know, now I feel very hot when I walk outside. And then when the rain comes, I feel very soaked, wet. You know, no, nothing to stop the rain. But I found out, friend, when you realize who you are with God's presence, nothing matters to you anymore. Amen? Because He's with me. Indwelling. Be careful. God said, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Make sure it's a holy one. There are unholy ones also out there. I don't know about you, but that's a different topic. People ask me, how come there are spirits walking about? I said, let me just clarify. Spirits with clothes or spirits without clothes? You know, friend, dwelling. I want to, even in my house, I pray, Lord, just dwell with us. Build my house, Lord. Even though the Bible says He doesn't live in idols, but He lives with us. Dwell in my house. You know, when you come with that indwelling spirit, any song ignites your heart. Any verse stirs your heart. any prayer lifts you up. Why? It's the indwelling spirit. Some people say it takes a long time to wind the church. I said, that means it's a sleeping church. Why must I must sing the song 10 times before? No, no. If we are all walking in the spirit with the indwelling spirit, you walk through the door, the spirit will zap you, man. Amen? So don't complain about the worship leader, no good, huh? Right? Good? Even though I don't sing, I never say anything about worship leader. Sometimes I say, hey, sing a bit longer. But, you know, don't complain. You know, because you are responsible of your spiritual walk, friend. If you have the indwelling, can you imagine we come here and we start singing, those fire of heaven fall upon our heads. Hallelujah. You worship and suddenly breakthrough. People go into joy. People see tears are brought down. Lives are healed, transformed. That is walking with the indwelling spirit of God. You know, I tell you honestly, we go for drug work. Huh? I tell you, I'm no hero. I mean, I got martial art, but when I'm on the street at 2 a.m. in the morning, all your martial art, you can put in your pocket or flush it down. I walk in the alleyways of Melbourne, friend, just to go there and look for anyone I can help. I do it on Saturday night. That's the hottest time of the day, or the night. Huh? And I go out, and I walk with this, Lord, I can't see behind. May you cover my back, Lord. Just cover me. I do fear. I also got fear in the dark. We walk, pick up, bring out the addict. One day I pick one of the things that really shocked my life. One day I pick a kid. It looks exactly duplicate, replicate of my elder son. And he shattered my life for a couple of months. You know, I couldn't sleep. Because I looked at him and I was trying to resuscitate him, but the needle was there. He died. I had to go for a coroner's inquiry. But I looked at that face. I came back to my wife. I couldn't sleep. But God is good. I mean, I just went there. I don't know about you. Some people buy metal detectors to go and look for coins and gold. And I've only got one detector, the Holy Spirit, to look for souls. And after a heart and after a head days, the doctor told me, please don't go up. My reflexes have become slow. And I had a best friend who got stabbed while in the alleyway. The druggie put a knife through his neck. You don't blame them. They are not murderers, but they're just going through withdrawals. And so we tell. But every time I go out, I pray God's presence. Go. I always say, go first, Lord, then I follow. Remember Moses said, if you don't go, I won't go. Please go first, Lord. You clear the way for me. But the indwelling, friend. Today, we are not dealing with dread. We are dealing with the darker forces, principalities, and darkness. They want to mislead you, lead you astray, and kill and destroy. How much more make worship a daily thing, not only Sunday morning? If worship is only song, I can't make it to heaven. I can't sing well. St. Peter will disqualify me. He said, what a namesake you are. But worship encompasses music, lifestyle, prayer. It encompasses a bigger group, and you put into your heart and you walk, friend, walk. I'm a worshiper in spirit and in truth. Not in vocals and intonation, but in spirit and in truth I walk there. He's the indwelling. So this morning we came, we are bringing the indwelling spirit together. Amen? And I pray that you will find a way to get closer to the Holy Spirit of God. Number three, beside the omnipresent, the manifestation of it, we must remember, that God's presence wants to manifest. God's presence, listen, when we pray God's presence, we are asking God to show us a specific, something specific. I'm praying for Daniel. I'm praying for Kenny. Lord, show me specifically what my prayer can do, Lord. That's the manifestation of the Spirit of God during worship. You know, one day I was praying, and sometimes the Lord told me certain things. Look behind, there's somebody. And I don't like to look behind where people say, who this felt capable of looking behind? But when I turned, I saw someone. He looked very demonically. Have you seen a person possessed with demons? They have a funny eye. An eye that is glaring but not seeing. And I look and I said, Lord, what is that? And then my spirit started to stir. No? And I said, I don't want to embarrass him. But after service, I just parked myself and started talking. And I found out that person was in the verge or on the verge of ending life. He's been in drugs for many years. He said, I've been to churches. I hear people pray. He said, it's all a load of rubbish. Nobody has helped me. Nothing. He said, I've been going to church. And I said, Lord, then why are you sending to me? Why you give me the hard case? But I just spent time, I talked to him. I don't know, in my conversation, something clicked with him. He became a friend. Call. The story ends, he became a Christian. Not because I don't even, to be honest, I don't know what I said. I said so many things, I also don't remember what I said. Huh? But something clicked, and then I thought, wow, God manifested himself so that that person may find him. When you sit in church, do you ever sense that? I'm here this morning because there's someone here that needs me. There's someone here that is crying out, and I am the bridge. I'm not the answer, but I am the bridge that God will cross there by the Spirit of God. Have you ever felt that? He will manifest. The cry of our worship is to allow God to manifest, that many eyes will see, many hearts will know, and many lives be touched. Otherwise, it's just a show. Just an entertainment time. God wants to manifest. I'm sure if you read through the Bible, there were many times God manifested to the Israelites in the desert. He manifested to his disciples. He always wants to manifest. He's not a show-off God, but he wants to show his love for you. Think about it. After you go out, you sit at the foot of God. Watch it. God may manifest someone to see you. You know, we were in a restaurant. This one I must share. We were in a restaurant. And then, I'm very particular when I go to a restaurant. Then I saw this lady serving, like, don't want to serve, want to serve. I want to eat, don't want to eat. I said, what's going on? Then I saw her a bit pregnant. And my wife is a midwife. So I said, well, thank God I got back up. And then I talked to her. She told us this. I'm having problem with the baby. I'm struggling. And I said, my wife can help. But then something, and I told her, can you shut the restaurant? Listen, friend, I'm not. She said, I will close the door. It's lunchtime. She went and closed the door, and we prayed for her in the shop. Maybe people have thought this pastor won free lunch or what. I prayed. You know, and everything, we went. A few months down the road, we walked, and we saw the lady. And she said, Pastor, thank you. My baby came out good. My baby came out good. And she said, I'm going to a church now here. Thank God my wife, if he asked me about baby, I don't know. The baby may come out looking like me, we're done. But so thank God my wife, she talked to her about all the, and then she prayed for her. We closed the shop door, friend. I don't know where that boldness came. I told her, shut the door now. After that, we are friends for life now. Friends for life. Not only friends, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. God will manifest, friend. Are you ready for the manifestation? He cannot manifest through you if you're not ready. He can't make the chair heal. Maybe he used donkey to talk and bellum. But I'm better than a donkey, I'm sure. But if church, when you worship, prepare your life. God wants to manifest through your life. Not only through the songs, through your prayers. The most powerful manifestation is through life. Amen? See how powerful worship is? I've met Christians who come to church late and say, I don't like worship. I come after worship. I like the word. I say, you only had half. Of the two W's, you had one word. But the word is empowered by the worship, and the worship empowers the word. Isn't that good? God is going to manifest, friend. Some of you are going to see this day be the turning point in your life. Some of you are going to see this is the day your life is fully utilized by the presence of God. You're going to see that this church will become a place that will draw and manifest the great workings of the Almighty. You believe that? If you believe, bow your head, and I want to pray for you. I want you to realize, friend, it's not what you want, but it's what God wants. It's not about you and wanting. It's about He wanting His way and will in your life. Do you see that? You are here because He wants you. You are here because He wants to work through your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. In the quietness of this day, in the stillness of our lives, Lord, may we hear. May we hear your voice. May we know and sense your sweet presence, Lord. As the storm rages outside, as the world goes into turmoil, as fear arises, Lord, we sit in tranquility of your presence, Lord. And we say, Lord, use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Make my life a worship for you, Lord. Father, I pray for this church, Lord. I pray with all my heart, Lord, that God, you will manifest through many of these lives, Lord, that their families, their loved ones, their extended families, their friends, wherever they recreate, wherever they dine, wherever they are, that awesome presence will manifest, Lord. Will manifest, Lord. What the world needs today, Lord, is to see you, Lord. To see your powers. See your love. And to see your greatness, Lord. Thank you for Click. Thank you for Pastor Kenny and the leaders, Lord. May we constantly be reminded, Lord, we are living for you. All for you, Lord. All I do, all I aspire, all I desire, Lord, is for you, Lord. Bless us as we go through the second part of service, Lord. Bless the emblems, Lord, as we take, Lord. And that our hearts be challenged, encouraged, and uplifted, Lord, to face the day and the world out there, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Shall we rise as we worship our Lord? We can all stand. Now is a time whereby we're going to let what we hear in our head and let it sink to our heart. We're going to partake the communion together.